Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Lyle Simpson's captivating book, Fully Human, Fully Alive, helps individuals build their own bridges over the barriers that are preventing people from living a full life. Lyle is the chairman of the Humanist Foundation and the former president of the American Humanist Association. He's a retired attorney at law, specializing in business development and estate planning. Fully Human, Fully Alive aims to help the 70% of all Americans living today who are stuck on Dr. Abraham Maslow's social level of living. Now, without realizing it, they are unable to discover their own path that would enable them to go beyond the social level of living in Dr. Maslow's hierarchy of needs. By letting go of all of our conflicting desires and just living in the moment, this book also serves as a reminder that we all have the ability to completely enjoy our lives. With an open mind, readers of the book will be able to chart their own course to join those who have successfully attained the three levels of Maslow's hierarchy above the social level, which is necessary for their self-actualization. It's a fascinating book, and back with us on This Week in America is the author Lyle Simpson, author of Fully Human, Fully Alive, the fourth edition. Lyle, welcome back to the program. It's a pleasure to have you with us.
Well, I'm thrilled to be here. I've got a lot of respect for what you're doing.
And a lot of respect for what you're doing and helping people change lives. And you do it in such a remarkable way in the book that we talked about before, Fully Human, Fully Alive. Let's start with the beginning. Dr. Abraham Maslow, who is he? What's the significance? And what about the hierarchy of needs? Because it sounds like we all can improve our lives if we have a better understanding of Dr. Maslow.
Well, let's go back to the beginning here. Psychology is a study of behavior. And I've got a college degree in psychology and philosophy. And what Maslow, well, in the first place, it started with a guy by the name of Sigmund Freud, who took people with bad behavior and through psychotherapy would try and improve the quality of their life so they could fit into society. And then along come the behaviorists. We've heard of Pavlov's dog, who, when they rang the bell, the dog would salivate even if food wasn't available, which proved that you can condition behavior. So behaviorists have the theory that all behavior is caused because of need deprivation. Maslow was trying to figure out where the need deprivation was that caused two of his professors to be such beautiful people. And so all of a sudden he realized, hey, we've got this backwards. These are normal people, and to the extent you have need deprivation, you become abnormal, clear down to the people Freud was dealing with. And so he started studying needs, and he was startled because he found that instead of it being a gradual scale from 0 to 100, they were categorized by the strength of their need deprivation, and he could categorize them in 6 different levels. Nobody had ever thought of that before. But what he discovered was that those needs that are necessary to sustain life, food, water, sex, shelter, warmth, they're basic needs. Once your basic needs are satisfied, you move to the security level, trying to be able to satisfy your needs again in the future. But the drive strength on the security level was only half that of those on the basic level. So if you're working on the security level, you got to go to the bathroom. Nothing else is as important at that time. It controls your behavior. Once you feel secure, you bring other people within your defense mechanism on the third level, the social level, and share life with them. And we get family and love and all those things on that level. The problem is that many things that we have particularly within our belief system block us from being able to see anything else, whatever it might be. And so the net result is if you got real strong beliefs it will lock you on that level and you'll never see anything else beyond that. And so what my book does is help you find bridges over those barriers that are causing you don't see your own behavior, your own barrier. It blocks out any other information. Yes. And if it wasn't for that, the millions of different things that hit you every day would be confusing. So you organize your life that way. Well, the problem is some of our security level needs are so strong, they lock you on the social level and you can't see above that. The fourth level is self-realization. And some of us on the social level will go up and test that, but then slip right back into the social level. We don't live on that self-realization level. Only 30% of society today do. Of that 30%, 6% get to the point where all of their needs are totally satisfied and they have actualized their own existence. What happens, however, is that our selfishness declines at that same rate. So at some point in time, on the actualized level, selfishness goes totally away. And for those people, 1% today commit their life for the benefit of others without any selfish intent. And those are the people who become fully alive. If you, for instance, you don't necessarily believe in a life hereafter, because there's no evidence that supports that. If you get to the point where you become fully alive, death isn't relevant anymore. You've made a difference in the world without expecting anything back. You do it only because it's the right thing to do. And if you go on my website and you look in the author section, you'll see that I've given a third of my time to society one way or the other. I think that my life is complete. And so I'm not going to worry about whether there's a life hereafter. My life hereafter comes from the fact I left the world in a better place because I've been here. And the purpose of this book is to help you get there. And the book itself is 320 pages. But what it does do is it gives you a complete picture of life. And I can explain that in a little more detail if you're interested.
Well, yes, and if you're just joining us, our guest is Lyle Simpson. He's back with us on the program. He is the author of Fully Human, Fully Alive, the fourth edition. Book is available wherever books are sold, and you will find all this information and can order the book at Lyle's website, which is lylesimpson.com. We've got a link on our website, thisweekinamerica.us, that will take you directly to his website and get information on this book. You're in that 1%. How has life changed for you when you understood all of this and you moved up from the 70% to the next level, to the next level, and now you're part of, you're one of the 1% that fully are self-actualized? What was life like when you made this transition? It sounds like you're at peace with everything and really thriving in life.
Well, that's an interesting story. I was president of the Unitarian Church here in Des Moines, and I was standing in the library waiting for my daughter to get out of Sunday school. And being dyslexic, I picked up the smallest book I could find, and it turns out it was by Curtis Rees, and it was entitled The Meaning of Humanism. So I got to looking at that, and I was so interested, I borrowed the book for 15 years. But anyway, it mentions in there the American Humanist Association. Well, I was so intrigued with the philosophy I was seeing, I joined that organization, and they had a segment in there where you can become a humanist celebrant, meaning you help other people. So I decided I would do that in order to find other people in the state of Iowa that I could talk to. And to do that is kind of complicated. You had to have three recommendations from three people in three different professions. So I was a company commander in the Iowa National Guard, and the chaplain for my unit was an Episcopal priest who thought like I did. And so I got him to recommend me. I got my philosophy professor at Drake to write a recommendation. Anyway, I went through all of that. I sent it in. I get back the certificate, but it expires in 3 years. That really upset me. So I wrote a nasty letter to the president of the American Humanist Association saying, "My Drake degree doesn't expire in 3 years. What's your excuse?" She calls me up and she says, "Well, we do that because we get some unusual people in our organization, and that way we can weed them out." And so I said, "But that's not why I'm calling. I'm calling because our general counsel retired today, and I'm wondering if you'd consider being the lawyer for the American Human Association." I thought, holy cow. But that way I at least get to meet other people. So I
Yes.
agreed to accept that. And anyway, and I did meet a lot of people. I talked my successor into being president of the American Human Association when the bylaws required that my term ended. And it was a guy by the name of Isaac Asimov who published 480 books.
Oh, yes.
But other people that I've gotten to know that are humanists, Carl Sagan, the astronomer that created the Cosmos series, Will and Ariel Durant wrote The History of Civilization. Betty Friedan, she's probably the biggest bitch I've ever met in my life, but you'd have to be to emancipate women and create the now organization of women.
That yes.
Gloria Steinem, her successor, is a beautiful person. And these are all people that I've known. And what humanism is a philosophy. There are humanists within all religions. It's based upon the Epicurean philosophy, which is 2,600 years ago. And Epicurean philosophy went out of existence three different times in our history, but the third time was the created the Renaissance in Florence and changed the whole world at that point in time. The fourth time was really in about 1900, and 34 people in 1933 signed the Humanist Manifesto, agreeing that taking charge of your own life and letting no one else have control of you, unless you accept them temporarily, solves some need. But you spend your life making the most out of your life that you possibly can. Well, Abraham Maslow came along and created what we know as humanistic psychology, which is the third form of psychology today. I have belonged to the American Association of Humanistic Psychologists for 20 some years. But what Maslow discovered was incredible. When he figured out that needs change in levels, it isn't just a graduate scale,
Yes.
that opened a door that's significant. The problem that we have is that 70% of Americans, because of their beliefs particularly, lock themselves on the social level. And so you got to help people expand their mind. It's kind of like going to college. The first thing they try and do when you go to college is you come from a society and a life from the time you were born up to that moment in time. But that also creates blocks for you. And so they, through their education program, help you get beyond those so that you expand your horizon. Well, what this book does the same thing for you on a
Yes.
bigger level. And, it's made a huge difference in my life, I can tell you.
And from the people who have read the book is receiving has received rave reviews. You you ask questions, you take people through to understand what their barriers are and why they're basically stuck at that particular level. 70% of us are there. The book is Fully Human, Fully Alive. One final thought on humanism before we move on. Sometimes when you say that, people have a negative reaction, like this is another religion. And explain that this is not a religion, is it? You're able to retain your own religion.
No, this doesn't do anything to harm your religious views. But what it does do, it causes you to not let the people that are preaching the religion take total control of your life. You yes. maintain the control, but you listen to them and you learn from them and you apply those things that you think are appropriate in your own life. But they're not telling you you have to do this or else you're going to hell. And so I suppose to that extent it modifies how you accept your religion. I've been to Israel 3 times just to make sure that the facts I talk about in my book are accurate. And it's an enlarging experience for you. It doesn't negate your religion. It yes. helps you see more benefit from it.
And I think on a level it enhances you as a human being, doesn't it, to be able to think things through thoroughly. You mentioned something before that as I'm reading through the material here, talking about people and their value system. And for most of us, it's not really our value system. It's based on what other people have told us. And sometimes it's difficult for us to think on our own, to be independent in our thinking. Is that true? Is that an accurate assessment of what I just said there, that we want to follow what other people have said, and sometimes we don't think on ourselves for ourselves when we should?
Well, the real problem is that most people don't think very deeply, and so they accept things by what we call groupthink, whatever their organization yes. is that they belong to. They believe whatever the leaders of that organization are telling them. When you go to high school, your team has got to be the best. Even if they're not, you want them to be the best. So the groupthink controls your belief. Nothing wrong with that. It's just if you don't think beyond that, you don't grow. You don't learn. That's sufficient to lock you on the social level. You have to be able to take charge of your own life, and that's really what being a humanist is about. That's the only thing that it is based on, that it does. You take charge of your own life, and you grow as an individual without other people controlling what you believe. And that's pretty important. Because otherwise, you're simply following the crowd.
Yes, and so many of us are caught in that and do that. Most people today want to control their own lives, and this book will actually help you, me, and all of us do this. It's helped Lyle to the point where he is really thriving in his life, or peaceful in and accepting of his life, and you can be as well. The book is laid out. It asks the questions, and you can follow along, and we'll get you to the place where you can increase your level on the scale. The book is Fully Human, Fully Alive. A few minutes left on the program. It's gone by too quickly, which is why we will suggest you buy the book and you continue to go through and look and understand and follow what Lyle has laid out for us. What are some of the common barriers that we have that are holding us back? And I guess one we just sort of talked about, the groupthink, that we don't really think for ourselves. What are a few of the barriers that really limit us and our personal growth?
That's a tough question. The question is, where do I start?
And where do you finish? We could talk for 3 days about this probably.
Well, let's just take the notion of life after death. No one's ever come back to show us what that is.
Yes.
The only thing we know is what our preachers are telling us. And there's nothing wrong with having that belief. But on the other hand, when you tie to that guilt and fear, those are very, very powerful. And that's sufficient enough to lock you into their control. When you're told that you have to tithe, it isn't God spending your money, and yet you would have fear that you're going to hell if you don't. Well, that's control. And that's just one small example. But we all have people controlling us, whether it's presidents or school teachers or your parents or whatever.
Yes.
And it's necessary in life that we have controls, the police department, you know, whatever. If the question is, do you give up control of your own life to them, or do you simply listen to them? And if it's in your best interest, you do what they tell you to do. And I can give you all kinds of examples of that. But the point is, you have to be in charge of yourself. And if you're in charge of yourself, certainly in order to get things accomplished, you yield to other controls. But you do that willingly because you know it's the right thing for you to do. You do it for those reasons and not because they told you you have to do that. If you're doing it because they told you you have to do that, then you're a puppet or a sheep, and they're your shepherd. And those sheep don't think for themselves.
No. If you're listening and you're thinking, okay, how do I get from here to there? That's all laid out for you in a very understandable, relatable way in Lyle's book. The book is Fully Human, Fully Alive, the fourth edition book, available wherever books are sold. I'll direct you to Lyle's website. I'll have great information there, lylesimpson.com. Book available wherever books are sold. This is the fourth edition of the book. It's not possible. You can discover a life that's not just about existing, but about actually thriving. I got a couple minutes left, Lyle, at the end here. What's it like when you see someone who reaches the level or close to the level that you're at, that someone that has followed you, that has listened to you, has understood you, has read the book Fully Human, Fully Alive? What's it like when you see a change in them where they feel, you know what, I'm actually in control of my life. I feel good. My life is now more thriving than it's ever been. What's it like when you see that people go through that transition?
I belong to a Rotary Club. It's the largest in Iowa, a little over 200 members. We've got about three people in there that really are fully alive. And what they've been able to accomplish in their life for the benefit of others is incredible. And one of them, who's a particular friend of mine, created character counts. So the grade school kids have a value system that now is being provided around the world. And, you know, he can sleep nights thinking he's done some real good
yes.
for other people that have improved the quality of their life. And that's just a small example of what he's done. You know, I could talk for hours on some of the things that he's accomplished.
Well, you can read that in Lyle's book, and you can feel that when you open up your life, the joy that you have in expressing gratitude and thanking somebody else for a job that they've done and opening up your life. The book is Fully Human, Fully Alive. The second time Lyle has been with us, hopefully we can do it again. There's so many interesting aspects of this that we have yet to talk about, but that's why he wrote the book. So you can get the book and you can follow it at home. Information on his website, it's lylesimpson.com. And my thanks to Studio of Books for making this possible on the program today. You have the creative work. Studio of Books has the branding and marketing expertise. Studio of Books is ready to connect, collaborate, and bring your ideas to life. studioofbooks.org, and I thank them for arranging our conversation. Lyle, it is always a pleasure. Hopefully we can do this again. Thank you so much for being with us. A great program, a short amount of time, but I think you've impacted a number of lives by people listening today and getting a concept of what you're talking about and the satisfaction that it brings you by being in a position to help other people. Thank you for being with us.
I'm happy to do it anytime. I really appreciate what you're doing for our public.
Well, I love what you've done with the book and being able to help people and open up your lives to be able to help so many other people. If you're interested, go to the website. You'll get great information there and order the book there as well, lylesimpson.com. The book's available wherever books are sold. The book is Fully Human, Fully Alive, 4th edition. You're listening to This Week in America, and we're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.